librarian, I feel that if the advertisement says children's programmer, I'm going to get applicants who are ready to read Dr. Seuss and sing songs to little kids, rather than somebody who's willing to be a combination of guidance counselor, advanced columnist, and a librarian for teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
It seems kind of semantic, but mm-hmm. in the library talent pool, youth is going to register as teenagers. We call the books for teenagers young adult books, and children is going to be more your pre-K, your elementary school.
Okay. Any questions from the committee?
Mr. McGraw, is this just purely a title change? Is there any monetary pay band change, or is it just title?
Actually, the pay will be lower than it currently is. It's about 14% lower than it currently is.
Okay.
It's strictly a semantic change so that I can get a talent pool in the interview process that better reflects the skill set I'm looking for.
Thank you.
Curiosity. Are you going to abandon the children's programming?
Oh, no. We have the person who's been doing the children's programming has taken over the head of children's services. She feels that she can continue doing all the things she has been doing. If she needs any augmentation, we've hired on a couple part-time people who will supplement what she's able to do. And we also feel that having gone through COVID last year and doing all this stuff online, what we really need to do is add more expertise in live streaming material and providing material online as opposed to in person. We feel that it's going to take a little time for people to come back to the library in person.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Any other quorum court members in attendance have any questions for Mr. McGraw? Anything from the public? I'd entertain a motion to advance this to the full court at the committee's pleasure.
Mr. Chairman, I propose we advance Ordinance 21-17 to the full court for consideration.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ordinance 21-17 advances to the full court. Is there any other business before the personnel committee today?
When do we expect to take up the salary discussion again that was tabled last month?
I personally don't have any intentions to bring that up immediately. I voted to table it. Anybody can bring it up at any time, right? It's on the table. So let me rephrase. A majority of the committee can vote to bring it back up at any time, or I can bring it up at any time, correct?
A tabled issue. You can put it on the agenda, or majority of the committee
can vote. And so I left it off the agenda because I knew that John wasn't going to be here today. And it was his, I guess, hesitancy that, led to me supporting to vote to table the amendment. And I didn't hear from anybody else that they wanted it on the agenda. So until I either hear from somebody else on the committee that they want it on the agenda, the committee votes to bring it up, or I decide to put it on the agenda, I don't have an answer. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, I would hope we would take that up as soon as possible to start discussing some of those. I know some of them, especially with the sheriff's office, were really important that we need to look at those, so I'm really not sure why we're waiting, because though John did have concerns, there's still a full committee that could have addressed any of that, and I think most of his concerns were more monetary value. I think those could be sorted out in the budget and finance, and if we think those are needed salary changes, we could forward that on and let them work it out. And another thing, I know some of the hesitancy last month was regarding the salary survey, and sadly Mr. Murphy wasn't able to get it completed, but I will be bringing forward a proposed ordinance to amend the personnel manual to specifically state what we expect to see out of a salary survey, because there was some confusion, I guess is one way to put it, regarding how they were conducted. So I think it needs to be clearly spelled out that when you bring a salary proposal or change to the quorum court, that we expect to see it done this way, so it's clearly spelled out for the justices, for the elected officials, and for the managers that bring those. That way there's none of this back and forth pointing on this is what I've always done, but apparently it's not good enough this time. We need to have that clearly spelled out. So I've given my ideas to Mr. Murphy. Hopefully we can have that completed for our next personnel meeting, but I just wanted to give the committee a heads up that I will be bringing that forward so we can hopefully avoid this delay and get things moving.
Thank you, Justice Kendrick. So I'll just note that at any time you can make a motion to bring it off the table if you choose. And if you would like it on the formal agenda, just pass word to the counselor or the court secretariat, and I will be happy to put it on any future agenda. Any other business before the committee? Take a motion to adjourn.
Motion made.
Second.
Committee's adjourned.